Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Always follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
Hey, welcome aboard. This is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Polly Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Coming up over the next 3 hours of today's program, we do have Matt Youmans on the show in 45 minutes, VSiN.com senior editor and host here on the network. He likes an NFL play, for the Super Bowl, a couple of college football and college basketball, and golf for this week. Sal Palantonio, ESPN in Philadelphia reporter in 2 hours, and David Thorpe, our good old friend on the show, load management in the NBA and what can be done with him in 2.5 hours. Paulie, you kind of scoffed at the idea yesterday of Tom Brady going to San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
You can no longer scoff. 24 hours later, the scoffing has to be removed.
Ah, come on. So he's out 6 months. It's okay. Purdy's my guy.
It's 6 months. It could be 12.
Uh-huh.
From what early reports yesterday, because of the Tommy John, if he's going to have the surgery.
Yeah.
Can you believe this situation for the 49ers?
God. My God. All the talk of the NFL, Mr. Irrelevant, 12 in a row. Can he do this? Then he gets hurt. He might not. Who knows? If he gets his job
And by the way,
again.
It's a complete tear.
Yeah.
It's the complete tear of the UCL in the throwing elbow.
The play was innocuous.
It totally was.
I know. It comes around, they hit his elbow as you're about to throw. Oh, that's it. You're out. Major surgery.
Garoppolo free agent. They're not going to bring him back. So now it's going to boil down to, the thought was maybe they could trade Trey Lance in the offseason, get a couple of second-round picks potentially. I don't think you can do that. There's a scenario here where they bring both Purdy and Lance back next year.
Yeah.
And then it would be an open competition.
Yeah.
And on top of that, they actually might add a veteran like a Tom Brady. And I'm looking right now, there has been a major shift in this market at DraftKings. Yesterday, Tom Brady was 7-1 to go to the 49ers and take his next snap. This morning, live here on the air, the 49ers are plus 150.
Oh, no.
They are the shortest shot on the board, followed by the Raiders at plus 175.
To hold it down for 1 year.
That's the thought.
Till he goes to Fox. And then what do they do after that? Then it goes back to the competition because they're healthy.
What
are you
going to
do with Trey Lance?
I would say it's over with for Trey Lance at that point. I would say then it's going to be Purdy's team.
Uh-huh.
If that's what you want to do.
God.
Because their window here is still going to be a couple years at least. But they have to capitalize on this at some point. It's too good of a roster.
6 months could be best case then. Maybe for Purdy. If he's out that amount of time.
I think that's wishful thinking.
Can I keep Garoppolo?
Then you're talking about, well, what's he going to get paid? And doesn't a team out there on the market probably make a better offer for him than the 49ers are going to be able to?
Yeah.
This is a tweet from 95.7 The Game in the Bay Area. They said, and from their NFL reporter, the most likely scenario is the 49ers enter training camp next year with Purdy and Trey Lance, both not at 100%. And that was their, again, beat reporter for the 49ers on the case yesterday.
How about Carr?
Oh, my God.
No? Right?
Well, here's what you would want to do, I think, right? Because Brady would be a one-off. And then if he goes there, can they win a Super Bowl with Brady?
He holds it for 1 year.
Okay, this team has been willing to really give up a lot of picks here in recent years. They didn't have to do that for Trey Lance. They did anyway.
Yep.
They gave up a lot of picks for McCaffrey. Why shouldn't this team be willing to pick up the phone and talk to Green Bay? Because Rodgers would have at least a couple of years left. And if Rodgers were to go to San Francisco, I'm sorry, that's the best team in the NFL.
That makes more sense.
Yes,
it does. And he's from the area.
Yep.
Right. The Brady thing, again, you want to protect your legacy? It's just getting silly at this point. It's like Brett Favre. Now you're jumping around at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Now, come on. Don't do that. I would retire or stay in Tampa. Don't just be jumping around everywhere and now go into a different organization and could be a one and done.
Right.
Right? It's silly at this point.
Even last night, the odds at DK to win the Super Bowl next year, the Niners were the third team on the board. The two favorites, the Chiefs, well, plus 550, Bills plus 650, and then you had the 49ers at 7-1.
Hmm.
I would take a slice of seven if I knew Aaron Rodgers was going to go there.
Yeah. Well, as you've been saying, why go avoid the AFC? But for selfish reasons, I would like to see him come out here, though, too. If Brady could wind up and be reunited with McDaniels and come out to Las Vegas or where Rodgers ends up.
Uh-huh.
But you're right. It's like, why would you even want to go into the same conference as Burrow, Jackson, Allen, and Mahomes when you just see how bad the NFC was this year? I mean, right?
That seems to be the play.
Huh?
Avoid all of that at the top. Do you think the Chiefs are going to go anywhere next year?
They should be the favorite.
Yes, of course.
Just because of one guy, you see how good he is, right?
I'm not so sure the Bills should be number two on that board.
I'm with you. Can't be. No.
I think the Bengals should be right there with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the 49ers are 7, like we said. Eagles are 8. Cowboys, 13. What number would you need to bet the Cowboys?
Yeah, I'm not. Good call by Lombardi, by the way, with Kellen Moore.
Yep.
My God. I can't get there with Dallas.
Neither can I.
I don't know. With Big Mike calling the shots now? No.
Nope.
And Dak has regressed. So, cause for concern. See what they do at OC.
But Moore did get that job within 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And can you imagine what it's going to potentially be like next year? we briefly brought this up yesterday. Yeah. The combination of head coach there, Staley, and the OC, Kellen Moore.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it has all the makings. Yes. Absolutely.
This from NFL reporter Mike Silver. He wrote a story for the San Francisco Chronicle. Somebody told him, this is from an actual Niners player. They told Mike Silver, quote, it felt like once Purdy got hurt, someone at the league called down and said, make sure the Eagles get to the Super Bowl. Not them.
This has got to stop. It was a bad weekend for the NFL. I thought you were too hard yesterday, but you gave it a grade. That's your grade. Yes, the officiating was lousy and became the big story and talking point in the Bengal game. And they blew some calls. Definitely a hold on the Mahomes run. But that was an obvious call on Osai, and you have to call it. But I can't stand people now who get into this, they can't accept the results of anything and scream foul. And it goes back to politics, and it goes to... How dumb are you if you actually think something's fixed and you still watch and bet on it?
Right.
That's on you. But that was trending on Twitter after the two games about rigged. And people, I mean, you got to stop this, guys.
No, that was...
It's a billion-dollar business. Everyone has a bad day. You saw it with the Lakers-Celtics game. Sometimes people miss calls. Now, it's unfortunate what happened in the AFC title game. But to suggest that, I mean, it's laughable and stupid, and it has to stop with these people who are now, every time they lose a bet, they can't accept, oh, I made a mistake, I had the wrong team, it's my fault. It's like, no one ever wants to say that and take ownership. It's like, I have to, something's amiss.
The
fix is in,
yeah,
and even a guy to say that. It's like, your penalties were stupid.
Yeah.
The Greenlaw was dumb. The Trent Williams was dumb. I mean, these were legitimate penalties. They lost their cool. They were frustrated, and they were, over and over again, they were penalized. The fix isn't in, like, oh, we can't have the 49ers in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the game was over with when Purdy got hurt.
Yes.
Why was I too harsh yesterday?
Well, you gave it an F.
Oh, I thought Sunday was terrible. But again, keep in mind, I think Championship Sunday, to me, is better than the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So my expectations are super high. And that was one of the worst games I've ever watched on Championship Sunday. But that the never, ever. Can you imagine if the amount of games were rigged that people actually think are rigged? I'd never use that word.
Yeah.
Are you out? You're out of your mind. You're exactly right to tie in the politics.
Absolutely.
Nothing's real. Everything's fake.
You can't accept results of anything.
No, we got to go back and double check everything.
Yeah.
And for people to lose bets like this. No, I have a problem with poor officiating. I don't want them to be a storyline. That's my mate. Get it right. Get the calls right. Don't. And by the ones that bother me are, look, is it tough? Yes, they're bang, bang. These athletes are ridiculously fast. Could I do it? Probably not. But the obvious calls on the field in real time, don't screw those up. We brought up the Saturday, the game between the Celtics and the Lakers. Those were all obvious calls in real time.
Yeah.
And the refs admitted that they got him wrong.
We had an all-timer in the NFC Championship game years ago with the Rams and Saints.
Of course
No one said it was fixed.
No. But
they blew the call. I mean, it happens.
And that, by the way, but as a result of that, that was not just like five people. That was, we're talking droves. It's fixed. It's rigged. I want my money back. Shut up. Knock it off. Then you're exactly right. Go away. Don't pay attention anymore.
Right.
It's not rigged.
You're the fool if you're watching this and continue to bet on it. You think there's shenanigans involved.
There's a major difference between having a problem with the referees or the officials and calling a game rigged.
God. But that goes back to why, you can tie it into why people hated the Patriots and Belichick and Brady. They must be up to something because these guys, they think there's no way someone can be this good and I can lose year in, year out. And they're the only organization that continues to win on a regular basis. And you saw the jealousy and the hatred of the Patriots by other players around the league. I mean, that's the same thing here. You got your butt kicked. But to say that and suggest the league made a phone call, you had no chance to win that
people,
game.
I mean, the instant gratification, the instant hot takes are just, it's destroying the sports world from a media standpoint and from a fandom standpoint. This is a former player.
This is bad, too.
This is, yeah. I mean, from think about this. From Reggie Bush tweeted this out. I don't care if the quarterback has a damn injury. It's the NFC Championship game. He better start throwing the bleeping ball left-handed. And we don't have time for boo-boos. Pat Mahomes was on one leg last week. He got the job done.
Okay.
Good job, Reggie. Way to go.
Yeah.
And that was that's his instant take.
Yeah.
Kid has to have Tommy John surgery to go on next year.
Uh-huh. What's wrong with you? Get out there and
come on, go throw it left-handed.
And he can't throw.
Reggie Bush was one of the all-time best college players ever, and a bust in the NFL, by the way, but still a pretty decent player. How do you make that comment? You were around the league for a long, long time.
Made an egregious error. Didn't marry Kardashian.
Yeah, never got involved in the empire there.
No, he got out too soon.
Yes, he did.
Could be worth billions.
Yep.
Bad job, Reggie. Now you're doing Wendy's commercials, kid.
Yeah. Well, he's probably making a pretty penny from those.
I don't know.
Next weekend, the last weekend of football, Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook is the place to be. You can win up to $10,000 in bonus money instantly by playing their exclusive Bet Rivers Squares this football season. Place $10 or more in qualifying bets and you get a square in the house. If the numbers on your square match the final score of the game, you win. Restrictions on qualifying wagers, eligible bonus and credit use, full terms and conditions available at the website, which is BetRiversSquares.com. We'll run down the betting action from last night. In Win Some, Lose Some, coming up next, you're holding a ticket at +2, +2.5. You have a 23-point lead, and that ticket turns into trash. Details on that coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Wow, winning. Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, here we go. We start with the association. No LeBron, no AD. Nets plus one went off a 9-point favorite. And depends when you bet it, but they got there as well. Didn't cover the 9. Blew a big lead. But they get... Oh, they did. Yeah, it's my fault. They get the win and cover in that game as well. And the Lakers have a back-to-back tonight. Suns-Raptors under 228 down to 220. Blazers from 2 up to 5. No Trae Young. That was late. That news came down. And Portland gets the cover. Kings plus 2 went off the favorite. Beat Minnesota on the road. In overtime, Magic Moneyline plus 360. The red-hot Philly 76ers go down as big favorites in that game. Texas Tech plus 1 went off a 2-point choice against Iowa State. More on that coming up. Texas Baylor under 151 down to 148. That's a winner. And also win some. Jeremy Sohan, I'm going to ask Coach Thorpe about this coming up because this is what he does as a coach, and I know Dwight Howard's people reached out to him years ago to help with the free throw shooting. So Sohan's a first round pick. He was shooting 45% from the free throw line, and the Spurs talked him into shooting one-handed with one hand to keep the elbow in. So what's the big problem with this though? Ego. Remember Shaq? He wouldn't do granny. He wouldn't, well, I don't want to look stupid. Look ridiculous. You're shooting 40% from the free throw line. So this guy's going one-handed to keep the elbow in like this? Get up to 75%. He's currently at 68% from the line.
They would rather shoot 35, 40%.
And look like
and
that.
And look normal.
Right.
Quote, normal.
Right.
Than do something different and look odd and shoot 70%.
DeAndre Jordan said the same thing. Yeah. I don't want to look like that. You're 40% from the free throw line.
You might start a trend.
What do you? Yes. So good for him saying, I don't care what people think. This is how I'm doing it. And I'm just going to shoot free throws one-handed. And he's upped his percentage. From 45 to 75. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN Pro. Watch the show live. VSiN.com. Eclectic mix. We hit every demographic here. Look at this Ben Fowkes tweet from VSiN. You concerned? In the first hour after the Super Bowl line was posted at Caesars, there were 24 bets of at least $10,000. 21 were on the Eagles.
I'm concerned about what?
The people think it's too easy.
Oh.
21 of the first 24 big bets on Philadelphia?
Yeah. I was looking for alternate point spreads yesterday. The best I could find at the time, Chiefs plus 3.5, was minus 160.
Okay.
I mean, look at where the number's at right now.
Yeah.
It came back down.
Yeah. I think you'll hopefully continue to see that as well. All right. I'm going in fresh. Great dog video. Getting a bath. He's getting a bath in the bucket underneath that. That is awesome.
Look
He's
at his reaction, too.
Yes.
Opens the mouth. Give me some of that.
Yep.
The paws all over the place.
Right under the faucet.
The bucket's
out.
Full.
And the bucket's full of water.
Give me more.
Yep. That is a great video. And he loves it. Sure. He's sleeping in the, laying down in the bucket. And the water coming you down know, on him, too, like a waterfall.
We got That's a new great. Dog, a new rescue dog.
Uh-huh.
He's about a year and a half, though. We took him to the beach for the first time ever in his life. I thought for anybody's like 25 pounds, I thought he was going to love it, run around the whole time.
Nervous?
Hated it.
Really? Some dogs don't like water. The Beagles don't like
Damn
water.
It.
Yeah. You never know. It's a tough break. Lose some. Wizards Spurs. This died. 234 up to 240. That didn't get there. And 12 straight meetings without LeBron and Durant facing one another.
Yep.
Can you believe that?
It goes back to, what, Christmas Day of, I think, 2018?
God. Yep. That sucks. Lose some. Ah, oh, the Bears fans, right? Patrick Mahomes' dad told the Chicago radio station the Bears told Mahomes they were going to draft him at number 3 overall, but then they moved up, took Trubisky, and it ticked Mahomes off, was the quote. It really hurt him. Huh, what are you doing?
If you can take him at 3, why would you trade up for somebody else?
Raiders told Leinart they were taking him too, and they lied. Oh, boy.
What a joke.
What could have been. Sure, absolutely. How about this? Why is officiating so bad?
Oh, well, good question.
This could be one of the reasons. Here's tonight's crew chief, John Higgins. Look at his schedule. Tuesday at Rutgers. Wednesday, San Diego. Thursday, Corvallis with Oregon State. Saturday, Stanford. Sunday, Purdue.
That's an easy turnaround.
And then he did Texas.
Yeah.
What are you? Come on.
Those are easy flights to get in and out of some small college towns.
Of course
towns.
He's not going to be on his game and not be fresh.
How is it allowed?
That cannot be allowed. It's ridiculous. I don't care what he grades out at.
Terrible. I cannot believe the NCAA says they don't put the kibosh on this.
I was
Come
not
on.
Aware of that. That can't be allowed. Look at that schedule. Guys doing a game every night and going cross-country with the travel. We're living in a society. Guy sent this in. He was at the Carolina Hurricanes game. The guy's barefoot at the hockey game. He's got his feet up on the stands. Oh, God. I can't. That's from Woody. That's brutal. And look at this. Lose some. I'm going to put this under lose some. It's a dock, right? Look what comes up to the dock. Shallow water. Watch, Mitch. Oh, my God. Is that a Titleist? Look at that whale. I wasn't in that shallow water by a dock.
No, that looks.
Whale shows up. He's right there.
That video is rigged. Come on.
What do you think, Dustin?
Right next to the marina or the harbor?
Right, yes, right in the harbor.
Look how big that thing is.
Oh, my. Yes. Well, I've never seen that
how
before.
How deep is the water
no
there?
No kidding. Never seen that before. Nope, I don't know. I can't be that deep. How did he get there? That is nuts.
Wow.
That the size of that guy. All right, win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more, betrivers.com. One bad beat. Here's your tease. Iowa State, +2. They were up 23 with 12 minutes left and lost the game.
By 3 in overtime.
Yes.
Could not cover the game. Oh. Up by 17 at halftime, 23, 12 minutes to go.
Oh.
This is a tweet from Phil. He was at a sports book at the Meadowlands on Sunday. All you heard from the losers, quote, this game is fixed. That's all he could hear. And he says, he adds to the tweet, funny, it's how the same guys would never say boo when they won the other game.
Yeah, yeah. I used to do that when the Vikings lost, like in third grade.
Third grade.
I would do
that. Yeah, you're 7 years old.
It's fixed, Daddy.
Yeah.
Want the Niners in the Super Bowl. I mean, a guy,
now,
you're
Paul,
an adult. What are you talking? Crying foul after every time you lose a bet? And that's another bad thing about the industry now.
Yeah.
Crap like this.
This is phenomenal. I can't believe a guy actually admitted to this, and I can't believe this is possible from the human body.
All right.
This is Timberwolves star guard Anthony Edwards. He recently did an interview for GQ, and they were asking him about his favorite snack, what he likes to eat. He told them his favorite snack is Chester's hot fries. I don't think I've ever tried them before.
Hmm.
Cheetos?
Cheetos?
Yeah. Hot,
no.
Yep.
No, I don't like them.
I like
Cheetos, but...
Listen to how often Edwards dips his fingers into a bag.
Chester hot fries. The best chips that are ever made. I've been eating them since I was probably like 5 years old. I prefer these over any chips in the world. Probably like 3 a day. You do the math.
Oh!
Is that 21 bags? Yeah, I eat that many. Probably more though, for real. Depending on how long my day is.
At least 3 bags a day.
3 bags a day.
3 bags every single day.
Oh no.
And he goes probably more than that actually.
There is a lot of guys in the NBA eat that candy and junk food.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a special on the Pistons once and they have it like stash peanut butter and jelly is big. And Lamar Odom had a candy guy.
Yeah, that's right.
That he would have. But that wow.
So he also brought Popeyes to a post-game media presser in 2021. He brought McDonald's in 2022. Carl Anthony Towns in the offseason was telling him,
clean it up?
Oh, yeah. You need.
Oh, no kidding.
And he's happy about it because he admits to, during the offseason, Monday through Thursday, no fried foods in the offseason. Monday through Thursday.
Well, I guess you can eat like that if you, considering what you do.
Well, I mean, he's burning 10,000 calories a day, but...
Oh, my God.
Three bags a day minimum? 21 a week? I got to have my Chester hot fries? Cheetos, whatever? I've never tried them before. I'm going to have to go to the store today after the show and try them.
What are your top snacks?
There are certain types of chips that I can't refuse.
What? Funyuns, Ruffles?
Funyuns are very good. Some of the Ruffles are absolutely outstanding.
Yeah.
Some of like the sour Pringles. Cream and cheese, cheddar, I believe.
I love Doritos.
Doritos are very good.
Yep.
I used to be a Pringles guy. They got rid of my favorite kind years ago, so I don't do Pringles much anymore. Okay. You do Pringles like every single day during the show.
Yeah, I like Pringles.
A good chip, a good like cracker, awesome.
I love graham crackers. I like saltines. I like, what do you call it, Ritz?
Have you ever had those Ritz crackers, like sour cream and onion crackers?
No.
I could eat a whole bag of those one setting, no problem.
Snickers, you know. Snickers, very good. Twix, whatchamacallit.
You go peanut butter or the...
If they have it, yeah. Hard to find. I love peanut butter. Twix is not up there, the power rating.
That's very good.
Yeah. Whatchamacallit, but it's got to be cold.
It's got to be frozen.
Yes.
Kit Kat?
Nah. Down the list.
Okay, really?
Not bad, though, yeah. I mean, Pringles is so easy, though.
Yeah, I know.
And it's not greasy like the Lay's.
It's not.
Yeah.
We'll discuss a wild story that took off over the weekend. So fascinating that some sports books took the market off the board.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
You want an edge with props and the Super Bowl? We have you covered. Intro offer only $9.99. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber. You get every play by every host and every guest. Soccer's back this weekend. Nigel will be on. He's on fire. Betting splits, deep dive betting reports, limited time offer. Sign up now. $9.99. VSiN.com/subscribe. Nigel's living right. Small card this past weekend. He had Shrewsbury Town or somebody in one of the lower leagues.
Mm-hmm.
They were down. I should have had this in bad beats, but I forgot. They were down 1-0. They scored in the 94th and 98th minute to win.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They played Forest Green or somebody. You're living right when that happens in soccer.
Yeah. He's been on Forest Green on the show before. Very popular.
Yeah.
On VSiN. Yeah. So, I am heavily involved in the Defensive Player of the Year market in the NBA.
You must have been going crazy then with this.
Oh, I couldn't believe what I was reading.
Yeah.
So, I have, as you probably know at this point, I have Brooke Lopez to win $100,000 for Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah.
And now that ship is sailing away the way it appears. He's not like fourth. He got the even money, though, last month.
Did you do anything? You couldn't, right?
No, I was adding some guys around.
Could have sold the ticket, but right.
One of the guys I was adding was Jaren Jackson. A lot of Jaren Jackson.
Now Claxton's up there now.
Yeah. Claxton wins. I'm taking a week off of work.
Okay, yeah.
But so I'm heavily involved in Brooke Lopez and Jaren Jackson. I have nothing on Claxton. I have nothing on Adebayo. I have nothing on Giannis. I do have some on OG and Jared Allen. I pay attention to this stuff every single year. I noticed on Saturday a Reddit post, and I don't really go to Reddit at all. I think people do a great job on there from some of the stuff I've seen. And this breakdown of how the home scorekeeper in Memphis Grizzlies basketball games was kind of toying with the numbers to give Jaren Jackson better stats to make it look good was absolutely fascinating to me. And when you break down the numbers at home compared to on the road, it's night and day with Jaren Jackson. And then this person went back and watched like two full games, and he said, yeah, by my count, they gave him at least three additional blocks. So, and then people were quickly going to NBA.com because they do a good job of like sending out like every highlight from the player. You can go there and find Jaren Jackson's blocks on the year and watch them. And people were like, nah, this is probably not that big of a story. Well, it was. And listen to this. Brian Windhorst, one of the leading NBA reporters in the entire country, his podcast yesterday, a lot of it was on this story on Reddit and Jaren Jackson, and he explained how big this story was over the weekend and the status of it.
you know, I saw people talking about it, and then I started to get text messages from like NBA executives, like they were looking at it. And then internally at ESPN, we discussed it, and I reached out to the league office, and the league office was aware of it. So basically, there was this Reddit post indicated that Jaren Jackson was getting home cooking on blocks and steals, but particularly blocks, that he was averaging way more blocks at home and on the road. He is the NBA's block leader. He's also the NBA's foul leader. He goes after blocks a lot, and he fouls a lot, but he's been great defensively. And it was funny. It was just funny the way it played out, because a lot of people who have been, you know, I'm sure in the prop betting game, as more and more states have legalized betting, and NBA prop bets are very popular because, frankly, they're a little bit more predictable than individual games, especially if you don't know the full health of players. There are people who were up in their feelings about that.
Okay, so that was Windhorse again. Think about that for a second.
Phenomenal breakdown.
He had NBA executives reaching out to him.
Mm-hmm.
They knew about it. Then he reached out to the league office. They were already aware of this.
Yes. Yes. So the thinking here is, I never thought of this. I mean, what does a scorekeeper, a stat guy, make? And his explanation of why they do this was, in case there's like a power outage, and they got, I mean, you got to keep track of stat, who has what foul and all that. There's someone who actually sits there and does it like an old baseball guy.
Pen and paper.
And logs everything.
At every home game for every team in the league, they have to do that.
So you were thinking is, well, how much do these guys make in incentives? How much do they make if they would win Defensive Player of the Year? And could there be something where, I mean, I don't even know what a guy like that makes, but could there be shenanigans here? But his breakdown of, oh, no, they've thought of everything. You have to get through three people. Like, there are three people involved, two at the game and one NBA, someone who works for the NBA back in the NBA offices that does it. In like the control room and logs everything. So there would be no shenanigans for giving a guy added blocks, added assist. And it's interesting because they got into this too on the podcast, that the Vancouver Grizzlies had an incident with Nick Van Exel where the guy was giving them extra assists.
Uh-huh.
And so they have thought of everything in the NBA to make sure, well, wait a second, could a guy be compromised here? And could a guy, but based on incentives and what, it was like the bubble, right? They're not going to sneak girls in to the bubble. Why, the pandemic, so they want to get this right.
No chance that can happen.
You got an NBA? What's 20,000 to an NBA player to give to the security guard and say, look the other way, my girlfriend's coming.
Can you cover up the camera, too?
Yeah.
In the hallway?
Of course you're going to do it.
Sure. By the way, look at his numbers overall. So this does make for a very juicy story, right? When you look at Jackson specifically on defense, at home he's averaging 4.2 blocks per game compared to 2.2 away. Steals 1.4 compared to 0.7. You're like, oh my God, there's something to this for sure. And for those of you who have been onto this and betting props at his home games, congrats, because you're probably cashing every single time when he plays at home.
Yeah.
Like Windhorse said, props can be very popular with certain people because it might be easier to predict than the actual outcomes of games. As you described, the guy sitting there at the game with pen and paper, there are multiple people at a court calling out stuff. And it typically is at each end of the court. Well, one person will be watching Jackson one half, and another person will be watching Jackson at the other end of the court, the other half. And then the person who's the auditor or the inputter back in the league office, and they have the ability to watch the screen and go back and fast forward or rewind, and was it an actual block or was it a steal?
Yeah.
So you would need, by my count, that's three or four people minimum to be in on a heist like this.
Right. Right.
I know, that's not happening.
No. Shot down. But this guy puts this article out, and it's a huge story. And they have to take the odds off the board at some spots. About, is this real?
Did happen.
Yeah, yeah. And then they got people in the league office reaching out to Windhorse and people concerned about this and what's going on with the shenanigans here. But ESPN did some work and they looked at it, much ado about nothing. But then again, he wouldn't be the first guy to be better at home than on the road at the NBA as well.
Very true.
But this was wild over the weekend with
crazy.
This coming
and,
out.
And my first reaction was, again, it was a lengthy story on Reddit. The person had a really good breakdown. And the first thought was, somebody want to do something about this? Like, really, it was exactly what you said. Could the scorekeeper, he might have a ticket on Jackson. He might
that
have
too.
A couple of tickets.
That too, yeah.
By the way, betting's legal in Tennessee. Maybe he has Jackson at really good numbers to win the award. He's like, okay, I can maneuver the numbers here a little bit. That was my first thought. And
I
then,
wonder if they're allowed to bet. I don't know. That's
well, I could have somebody bet for him.
Sure. Well, that's true too.
But, yeah. That's a good point. Maybe not. Maybe they're not able to have actual accounts or go up to a book and say, I'll take this and that on a game. But it's a very interesting angle. And then he was not the only person to shoot it down. I think it was Kevin O'Connor and others who basically went out and they looked at every single block again. And they're like, no, this is pretty legit. He actually does play a little bit better at home. And his numbers are very real. And he wants to win Defensive Player of the Year. Jackson wanted to win a year ago. Morant was pushing for him to win a year ago.
All the time.
And I think they felt that he got robbed, and now he's coming out like, okay, now I'm going to win this award on the year. The problem is he's minus 175. He should probably be a little bit higher than that, but he doesn't play enough minutes, and he's in foul trouble a lot.
Yeah, can't stay out of foul trouble. That was a terrific breakdown by Windhorst about what goes in. Why are they doing this and how many people are involved?
Yeah, you never think about something like that, right?
I never would.
You think it's going to be up to like one person and not like three or four?
Yeah.
But that's been the angle. And now I'm sure books are going to be guarded with Grizzlies games when he's at home. And I haven't paid attention because you can't really find that stuff out here anyway. But if it's like 3.5 at home, he's been going over that almost every single time. So what do? Do you adjust to 4.5 or do you make it 3.5 with just a ton of juice to go over? Because on Sunday night, this story came out again, I think it was Saturday morning, they played a home game on Sunday night and he had 5 blocks. And he talked about, they asked him about it after the game. He goes, I guess I kind of put that baby to bed.
Yeah. Yeah. And now maybe other leagues will be on high alert too. If there's, I mean, how many sports can, where someone get involved and embellish stats?
Oh, we had a great reaction, by the way, yesterday, talking about how bad we thought the officials were over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
And people were saying, and I don't follow this stuff like in European leagues, there are leagues not in this country that if the referees botch something that's just egregious, they're looking at a suspension. You know how great that would be in the States?
Yeah.
You screw a sport. There's no accountability
here. You blow that
here.
Laker call against the Celtics, you're out 2 weeks.
And you're missing, pay.
Yeah.
That's it. That's the bottom line.
Right.
That'd be great.
Yep.
Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, Matt Youmans is going to join the show. VSiN.com senior editor, host on the network as well. He liked an NFL offseason bet, and then numbers changed. Does he still like it? We'll ask him that coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Over 300 props already up on the Super Bowl at Bet Rivers, and you could win $10,000 in bonus money by playing their Bet Rivers squares. Place $10 or more on qualifying bets, you get a square on the house. Restrictions on qualifying wagers, eligible bonus, and credit use. Full terms and conditions available, BetRiversSquares.com.
Matt Eumanns joins the program now, senior editor, VSiN.com, also a host here on the network. Matt, good morning. Let's begin with something we talked about in the first segment of our show today. That was the Purdy injury. Could have to have the Tommy John surgery in the offseason. What do they do with Trey Lance? Could Brady be in play here for the Niners? Well, you noticed that he was 7-1 to go to the Niners last week. I'm looking at the updated odds this morning, Matt. The Niners are now the shortest shot on the board at plus 150. What is your angle here with Brady in his next regular season snap?
And the 49ers should be the favorite on that prop to get Brady at this point, I think. And Scott Spreitzer and I talked about this on our Saturday night NFL show when the 49ers are still at 7-1 odds at DraftKings to be Brady's team in 2023. I said, bet this now, because if Brock Purdy bombs in the NFC Championship game, that's going to open the door for Brady to go to San Francisco. And that was his favorite team growing up, that he wants to go back home. But I've had two really good sources tell me since November that Mark Davis and Josh McDaniels met and they were done with Derek Carr. This goes back to after the loss at Jacksonville, when they blew the big lead, the Raiders had that disastrous road trip to New Orleans and Jacksonville. And they decided, that's it, we're going to ditch Carr. And not long after that, one of the sources told me it's Brady. McDaniels has got Brady. He's got him committed, and he's coming to the Raiders. But what's the one thing that could make that deal fall apart? The San Francisco 49ers need a quarterback. And I think this injury to Purdy is just as bad as him bombing in the title game, because Niners obviously have a team that can win a Super Bowl now. You got the defense, you got the offense, everything. They need a quarterback. Hey, there happens to be a 7-time Super Bowl winner out there who wants to come home, play for you. He doesn't have to carry the offense. He's got so many weapons around him. I think this is going to happen. I think it's Brady to the Niners. They find a way to trade Trey Lance, or either Lance and Purdy compete for the backup job in camp. Mm. And then the Raiders are going to have to go to their backup plan, which would be Jimmy G, right? So I think that makes a lot of sense.
Where's Rodgers go?
Well, you know, Rodgers got more of a window. I think if you're a 49ers fan, you say, hey, I want Rodgers. Because you could get at least a couple of good years out of him, maybe three, who knows. But it seems like the Packers are hell-bent on not trading him to an NFC
right.
team, and they want to, you know, ship him to the Jets or somewhere that they don't have to deal with him. So I think that's what complicates that for Rodgers.
Well, are we ruling out Miami? Because, you know, the previous rumors about Brady and it was going to be a done deal in Miami. Did you see last week Tua was still in the concussion protocol? So
yeah.
I don't know what Miami wants to do moving forward, too, if that could be a destination.
Yeah, that's interesting. I just think Brady's probably moved on from what happened. That Dolphins deal that was in place last summer has fallen apart in a lot of different ways. So I'm not sure he's still interested. San Francisco's got to be the top of his wish list, because that's a team that can win a Super Bowl next season.
Yep, yep. What did you do with the Super Bowl first half?
Okay, so I've got an Eagles 40-1 ticket from over the summer. It's not a big ticket. It was a $100 bet, so it's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. But I'm looking to, you know, if I can at some point maybe get the Chiefs at +3. I don't have a real strong opinion on the game, but I think it's pretty obvious Eagles are stronger on the offensive and defensive lines. They can run the ball better. The Chiefs have a weakness in the secondary that the Eagles can exploit. And the one weakness that the Eagles have, where you can run against them, the Chiefs really can't run the ball. So I like the Eagles a little bit in the game, not a lot. But I will say this, I like them better in the first half. And Eagles minus a half point, a minus 105, that's a bet MGM up there right now. I've said this about Philadelphia. You notice this trend early in the season. It's a fast-starting team. And if you go back and look, the Eagles, if you bet the first half in all of their games this season, you went 15-3-1. And one of those losses was against the Saints late in the season when Jalen Hurts didn't start and didn't play. So it's a pretty remarkable trend that the Eagles get out to fast starts. And I do think that one kind of I would say negative about Mahomes is he's a little bit lackadaisical sometimes. And doesn't put teams away when he has a chance, and he's more than capable of making a comeback, and he's more of a comeback quarterback. I think the Eagles in the first half are a decent bet here.
All right, follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Matt Youmans, our guest, senior editor, VSiN.com, and also host here on the network. You specialize in a couple of conferences in college basketball, the Big Ten, one of them, the Mountain West is another. There's two games on the board tonight in the Mountain West that you like, and both of them are dogs. Who do you like tonight, Matt, in college hoops?
Yeah, you're right. And there's a couple of interesting spots in the Big Ten, too, with Northwestern catching 7 at Iowa. Believe it or not, the Purple Cats are in second in the Big Ten right now, but 4 games back at Purdue in the win column. And Indiana's a 3-point dog at Maryland. But I think this is a big look-ahead spot for the Hoosiers. So I'm going to stay away from them here tonight. Indiana's got Purdue coming to Assembly Hall in Bloomington on Saturday. And I think there's going to be Purdue's number one now, unanimous number one. There's going to be two good spots to fade Purdue this week, and it's going to be against Penn State on Wednesday and at Indiana on Saturday. But going to the Mountain West, I'm playing UNLV plus 3.5, and Circa's got that number up right now. If you go back to January 14th, it's kind of ridiculous. UNLV lost to the Rams 82-81 in overtime. Rebels led that game by 4 points with 8 seconds left and somehow found a way to lose it. This is a UNLV team that's got more talent, better depth. Colorado State's essentially a one-man team, Isaiah Stevens, the guard. He had 33 points, hit 8 of 16 threes in the first meeting. If you can find a way to control Isaiah Stevens, you could beat Colorado State. And that's kind of a payback spot for UNLV. So I'm taking 3.5 with the Rebels and Fort Collins. And Air Force, this is an ugly dog. Nobody's going to want to bet this. I understand it. Air Force plus 9 against Boise. The Broncos have a bigger game on deck at San Diego State on Friday night. But this Air Force team is sneaky good. Actually, won at Colorado State on January 10th. Since then, has lost by 10 at home to San Diego State, by 8 at New Mexico. But right in those games to the end. And the Falcons got 7 players who could shoot the 3 at about 35% or better. And I think they're going to hang in this game against Boise tonight.
All right, would you play Pebble Beach with some golf plays?
Jordan Spieth's track record here is incredible. He's 17 under. He finished 2nd last year. In 2021, he was 15 under, tied for 3rd. If you go back to 2020, he was 8 under, top 10 finish. Spieth, I think, should be the favorite here at 12-1. So I'm going to play him. And actually play him to finish top 5 at plus 280. That's up on DraftKings. Maverick McNeely is probably one of the most overrated players, according to his odds, on tour right now. But McNeely grew up on this course at Pebble Beach. In fact, in 2021, he was 16 under, and he finished 2nd here. Last year, 7 under, didn't play all that well. But this is a guy, this is one last shot on McNeely. I'm not going to bet him again if he doesn't win or finish top 5 here. I bet McNeely at 20-1, which is not really a bargain, and to finish top 10 at plus 240. And then one more guy, Seamus Power, who was top 10 in this last year and is in really good form. Power at 23-1. So I'm going to go with Spieth, McNeely, and Power, and then top 5 on Spieth, top 10 on McNeely, and hopefully hit a winner on golf. Haven't hit a futures winner yet in 2023.
All right, Matt. Well, let's do it this weekend then, mm-hmm. Huh?
Sounds good, Mitch. Let's do it. Okay. Yeah.
Follow him on Twitter. He's at Matt Youmans 24/7. Best of luck this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And typically, I think Matt's a little disappointed there. He typically does very well on the California swing to begin the golf season.
Yes.
The Hawaii and California swing, he does very well. But hasn't, and I'm already there with Maverick McNeely. I bet him like 6 times, I think. He's never close. He doesn't sniff the top of the leaderboard. So I'm already off on him. I get what he said about this is where he grew up at. But what do you think about that bet with the Eagles for the first half? Fast starters, get the ball possibly, move down the field. Chiefs don't know what hit them with the running game. Hurts maybe throwing, using the weapons as well down the field.
Yeah, tough game. I think the Eagles will win. I don't know how it's going to play out, though. High scoring, low scoring. See what the Eagles do offensively. I Hurts doesn't look right. Doesn't look the same to me. I'll ask Sal Pell coming up. Where you at with the kick? Touchback opening kickoff. We'll get to later, but this.
Did some math on that.
Yes. I don't think it's going to happen. I think these guys, I don't think they're bringing it out.
Yeah.
I think they will bring it out.
You think they will?
I mean. Yes.
Okay, so you think it's not going to be a touchback?
Yeah. But remember last year, how goofy was that?
The guy waved it off right away like
no,
this.
No, it was even deep.
He was like a yard deep. He's like, no, I'm not going to bring this thing
out. I know.
Out.
Yeah.
He scooted up, I thought, to get out. Like, what was that? They have the special K-ball, which you have to keep in mind.
Sure.
So we'll break that down, yeah. And we will break down the strength of schedule for the Eagles and Chiefs coming up next. We'll tie it into Super Bowl participants from previous years. One common trait exists when you go back a few decades, and it fits the matchup we have this year. Which team does it favor? I'll tell you that coming up next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.